This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I've named this program The Voice of One Witness because God called me to be a witness. He gave me a scripture, the same one that he gave to the Apostle Paul on that road to Damascus. And it said, I have called you to be a witness of the things you have seen and the things you are going to see. So all of my life, he has placed me at places to witness what he's going to do. I started going into Soviet Union in 1980, and I am a witness to what it was like before and what it was like after. Because when the Berlin Wall fell in 1989, the teeth of communism was pulled, and we watched as that Iron Curtain crumbled. And as the gospel came in, but we were there before. We were there, started going in 1980. So we saw how it was like when the people were not free to worship God as they wanted. Of course, there were many, many Christians there. And they loved the Lord. But few Bibles, not many Bibles. I remember I met an old man in I think it was St. Petersburg, Leningrad then. And I remember his fingers were cut off and he had white hair and he spoke perfect English. And we went to an underground church. There were two kinds of churches. You could go to the registered church in the city, which the government put, oh, they let you have a registered church so that they could look like to the world they had freedom of religion. But for instance, in Moscow, which was a city of, I don't know how many million, maybe 11 million, they had a church of 800 people. So that's not exactly freedom of religion. It was usually a Baptist church. But I remember we met him and he spoke perfect English. And he said, Biblia, Biblia. And then he spoke to us in English. Do you have a Bible? He said, the Lord told me if I would learn English, he would send me a Bible in English. And so we gave him our Bible. But imagine these girls. They were girls. They're still young women, but at the time they were very young, and they had been brought up in a society which said to their people, the Soviet Union is the great Soviet Union, and they mentioned little about God at all. There is no God, was their belief. But something happened. We started going there, and the Lord told Brother Jim Caseman to get Brother Hagin's books in Russian and then in Estonian, and in the languages of that part of the world. And so we went in there, we did that. And these young ladies, their pastor was involved with us when we had to bring in, we had to smuggle in the book in the first place. And then after he translated it, we had to smuggle it out, the translation, get it printed, and then smuggle them back in. And Helen, you got hold of some of those books. Bless the Lord. But both Helen and Katie here were part of an awakening. Yesterday, and you can go on the archives and you can hear them, what they said yesterday. But today I want them to address the how widespread it was. How it was not just a few. Can you, which one wants to start speaking about this? This is Helen.
Young people came to our pastor house. It was little living room actually, but there was 13 until 19 year olds mostly. I was 17 this time, and this room was always so full.
Was it a big room?
No, it wasn't. It was like this room here.
A little room?
Yes, like that here. And some people were outside by the windows watching in because they didn't fit in, and we always had to step over people, and all the time things went on there. People got saved, people got healed, people got baptized with Holy Spirit, and it happened not in our church but in other churches too. It started in our church And
now, is your church home church or?
Yeah, it came out from this Baptist church because
registered church.
Uh-huh. Young people, they were wild that they wanted more. They weren't satisfied. So they started to go to my pastor home. He wasn't pastor even this time. He was just a man who got saved, and young people started to come to his home, and more and more and more. And finally, he didn't know what to do. He just had to be pastor for them.
How many would you say would come?
There were like hundreds. I don't know exactly, but hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yes, yes. And they were very strong at prayer. When I came to
you mean they started out strong at prayer?
Yes.
I mean, you got saved people, and right away you were strong at prayer?
So I did. I went to one prayer group, and they were like groaning there, and they were praying in spirit, and they saw things, and I was I didn't understand this time all those things, but I was very excited. I liked it. Even I didn't understand what they did, but I liked the speaking in tongues, and all the time something went on. In one room there was meeting, and in a kitchen there was meeting. People are praying, and it was like I was drawn in this middle of this action. It was like God did all the time things there.
It was action, wasn't it?
Action, yes.
All the action time. Everywhere in
yes.
the air.
Yes.
And you told us yesterday that there was conviction in the air.
Yes, this too. People got saved all the time. People cried, and they felt they're lost, and they were like supernaturally. We were one day we were walking in a street, and one drunken man came to us and started to talk with us. And we of course started to tell him that we are Christian and Jesus loves you, and immediately he was sober, and next day he was in church. It was like so easy.
It was.
Yes.
It was so easy.
Yeah, half of my class came to church when I started to speak.
You mean your school?
Yes. Because I got saved, and I felt like I have to tell everybody now what happened to me. So I tell one friend, another one, and finally they all started to come to our church. So I got with me like five girls one day or five boys another day. So it was like...
Did any of the authorities tell you not to do this?
When I got saved, this time this KGB wasn't anymore so strong.
Yeah.
I got saved 89.
That's the year the wall fell.
Yes.
So it was beginning to crumble.
Yes. So this time, but I heard all the stories how KGB was chasing them, and they went with cars one city to another city, and they went middle of the city, jump out from cars, started to sing and preach, crowd came around them, and then they had this Estonian flag, which was this time nobody.
You weren't supposed to have it. Yeah.
No, they take you prison for that. And they have it this, and then they had to leave immediately because KGB was after them. So they went another place, did quick, people got saved, hear God's word, and then they went to next place, and KGB just followed them.
Praise God. And it was, the awakening was happening.
Yes.
It was in the air.
Yes.
Katie, you told us some things that happened on the street.
Yes, actually. When I got filled with Holy Spirit, then there is was so strong, like Holy Spirit fire was inside me. I couldn't stay in home. I needed to go out all the time, and this has happened very quick. I just know it. What kind of street I have to go?
Now, you haven't been saved very long when this happened?
I was saved, actually, this was 1 year I was...
1 year?
Yes.
You've been saved?
Yes.
And you got this fire to
I
go out?
I think it's after 6 months I started to go to the street already. Because this fire was so strong. I remember when I filled with Holy Spirit, then I couldn't stop talking in tongues. It was 24 hours. Really? I couldn't sleep. My husband said, you are crazy. But what was going on in home? No, this crazy. This was a nice world, you know. Uh-huh. This wasn't bad world. But it was absolutely wonderful because I just wanted to pray and pray and pray. And then one day I just knew it. I needed to go down the street. I met one man there, or I met the one woman there.
You were led.
Yes, and I needed to give some money for them, and sometimes I went to the shop. sometimes I bought some food, and I went another street. I get the food and get the clothes. I'm just moved through the different places. And I remember one time Zakat told me, it was in the morning time, you have to go another street, and you have to go exactly this apartment and this number, and you see the woman is laying on the bed, and I knock, I didn't know who is there, and just listening what Holy Spirit told me. And I went to this apartment, and doorbell was there, and I said, yes, this is me, and can I come in? And there was one lady was inside on the bed, and he was very, very sick, and actually I didn't know even, and I can't remember what's going on. I know only these things. He haven't said. He didn't know Jesus. He didn't know where she's going. She did anything. And then I started to talk, and she got saved. She filled with Holy Spirit. And you know, the next day, she was dead.
Is that right? And at that time, how long had you been born again?
I think it's 1 year. 1 year after that. 6 months I prayed, and after that I started to go.
She got born again, you. You prayed all the time in tongues.
Yes, I prayed all the time in tongues. All the time. I read the Bible every day. Absolutely every day. I read the Bible. I didn't understand no word. And I felt
you didn't understand it?
No, I didn't understand Bible. Not nothing actually. I read this is no language Bible, and it's no, but Holy Spirit like told me that like a little voice came up. It's not matter, just read. Keep going.
It doesn't matter. Just read.
Yes.
And the power's in the words.
And I just, I read, and I prayed. I got a little boy, yeah, and we went outside. It's very often, I took my little one-year-old boy, and we went to preach the gospel outside. This was so wonderful. You were amazing. I loved to do this. This is just...
And yeah. So you heard this voice.
Yes.
And it told you an apartment number?
Yes, it told exactly this number, apartment number, where I should go.
And you knew where that was, and you were brave enough to go. You were bold.
I didn't know actually anything. I moved through spirit, and I believed something then God can tell me inside this apartment, you know? I didn't understand.
You just followed as much as you knew.
Absolutely. I just followed Holy Spirit, and I just everything did what he told me to do. I went out. If I needed to talk somebody, I talked. If I needed to put hand over somebody, they got healed, and just powerfully.
Imagine that. Led by the Spirit at such a young age. There was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Scotland. The Duncan Campbell Isle of Lewis Revival, 1949-1952. And we have that DVD where you can hear the young people, because in Scotland, it hit the young people. Just like it did in Estonia, it hit the young people. And you can see for yourselves what it was like. This is called Wind of the Spirit. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Special offer of $10 for the DVD, The Wind of the Spirit. We're looking for an outpouring. Shalom, shalom.